G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Ray. How are you?
Well, thanks, buddy.
That's right. Just on your Hervey Bay with the judges up there.
Yeah, sure.
I was watching a thing on the news last night about two teenagers bashed a disabled guy on down in Beenleigh with a brick.
I got a few emails about this, actually, and look, I've just called it up from one of the emailers. They sent me a link to it, and it shows this poor fella's disabled. He's a 47-year-old, suffers from Huntington's disease, a debilitating brain disorder, which makes it difficult for him to speak, think, and react, and they just set upon him. And I'm watching it as you're talking. I'm watching it continually kicking, kneeing him, punching him, and they've appeared in court.
But when they're punching him, one of those teenagers has a brick in his hand.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
I can see it now.
And he walks out of the court and scot-free.
He was 15 when it happened. He appeared in court. Judge Ian Dearden described the assault as appalling, despicable, cowardly, and distressed him. He wouldn't let Channel 7 initially get the footage, but they eventually did get the footage. He was released on conditional bail January 29. He was at a sports club, was going to finish his night off with a few drinks.
Yep.
In sentencing the youth over the attack, he took into account the teen's relatively minor criminal history, that he'd already served 93 days detention, and upon release on January 29, had completed 3 months of conditional bail program, had not re-offended, and I don't think he's recorded a conviction.
No, that's right, exactly.
Look, I'll put this on our website from Channel 7 News last night in Brisbane so people can have a look at it. It's on loop at the moment, so you can watch it two or three times, and I can see the bloke with a brick behind his back that you're talking about now.
Yep.
And it's incredible.
Yeah, and that's only half the footage, because apparently they couldn't display half of it because it was too vicious.
Well, the more I broadcast into Queensland, the more I find out that your justice system, as is ours in New South Wales, is just absolutely devoid of any common sense.
It's almost non-existent, isn't it? To let someone like that go out without a conviction.
Walk free from court with no conviction recorded after pleading guilty to an unprovoked attack on a disabled pensioner who was sitting at a bus stop by the way, minding his own business.
Yep, that's it.
And the judge said it did send a chill up my spine, but he couldn't find it within his soul to give the bloke any more than the 4 months he'd already spent in jail and a conviction for what he did. Okay, yeah. Andrew, thanks for bringing it to my attention.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
No
worries. Nice to hear from you, one of our listeners on 4BC in Brisbane. And we'll put that on the website. I've now got vision of the young bloke walking out of court with his head covered by a jumper. Hasn't offended since. Jeez, we're lucky, aren't we? Disabled people across Beenleigh will be absolutely delighted they're not going to be attacked by this 16-year-old hoon.